reflect on what some people don't seem to think is possible. Prince Harry becoming king of the United Kingdom because he's fifth in line to the throne. There's first of all his elder brother Prince William and Prince William's children in order of birth, George, Charlotte, and Louis. Because remember, the Royal Titles Act was changed in 2011, and it's the eldest child regardless of sex. So boys no longer take precedence over girls. But supposing Prince William and his three children die in a plane crash, God forbid, or there could be a terrorist attack. Prince Harry is king. A lot of people don't appear to have taken cognizance of this. He would automatically succeed to the throne. And people say it can't happen. Well, I'm afraid it can happen. I really desperately don't want it to happen for all sorts of reasons. I don't want any harm to come to Prince William and his children. And I don't want any mishap to occur to anyone, but particularly not to Prince William, Kate Middleton, and their three offspring. But anyway, were that to befall, then Prince Harry is king, which is why it's urgent and long overdue to strip them of their title. That agrees with the courage of convictions. Come on, names. Who exactly are they? Wow, what a terrible thing to say. And what has his brother done that's so bad that needs to be about? Prince William, I suppose he has his flaws, but he's not a wicked person. He's not harmed anyone in his life, so far as I know. He's a better person than I am, but that's not saying much. Anyway, so it's terrible. And does Britain really want such a backstabber as Prince Harry, someone whose mind's been totally taken over by that meretricious mercenary woman who he's married to by Meghan Markle, who's sunk her manicured claws into him and really just turned him into a ventriloquist dummy for wokery? You might agree with wokery, fine, but the monarchy is supposed to be above politics, not vociferating for a highly contentious worldview. And using monarchy as an aperture through which to force their ideology. So they ought to keep their trap shut on contentious issues. The royal family are stum on various things. I know none of them are perfect. Prince William's talked about climate change, and okay, presumably the government signed off on this script. I remember he was particularly tone deaf on this one. Prince William giving a speech about climate change, arriving by helicopter to do so, which is the most damaging thing, mile per mile, you could travel on. But anyway, Prince Harry taking a pop at the Commonwealth, saying it's the Empire 2.0. So why were you head of the Royal Commonwealth Foundation? It was so outrageous to you, and you're living all this money, this taxpayers' money, that some of that went to the royal family, and some of that went to you from your grandmother, the Queen. And if it's all robbed from former colonies, why don't you give it back then? Why don't you live on minimum wage? Put your money where your mouth is. And prostituting his family's name for millions selling on Netflix is just nauseating, and it sticks in the craw. They should be so sanctimonious about it. Well, anyway, I'm gonna have to answer this.